The numbers are frightening. 1 in 12 Americans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, trauma at some point in their lives caused by a violent crime, war zone, or other traumatic event. Joining us now to talk about it is Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger with the Boston Globe. Deborah, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Dale.
These are affecting couples in their marriages, right?
Absolutely. In this area especially, we see a lot of military folks returning home and really dealing with PTSD. And it does affect their marriages. It does put a strain on it. People could also be suffering these traumatic brain injuries, which can also, affect their emotional states. But far more of them are coming home just with this PTSD, sort of reliving these events. And whether it is, something from a war, from a violent crime, or some other, trauma that they've experienced, these kinds of things can be long-lasting unless there's some help. And the new study found that when a partner joins a patient who has PTSD in therapy, it can actually really improve the symptoms of the disorder and even make their relationship a lot stronger.
Deborah, what are some of the symptoms that couples might be experiencing?
Well, the patient themselves may be feeling, they may have anxiety, insomnia. They often have flashbacks where literally they see, they're sort of brought back into the moment of the trauma right before their eyes, even though there's nothing happening around them. So those are their particular symptoms. But in terms of marriages, this can lead a couple to really withdraw from each other and from everyday life. A lot of people, they stop going out, they stop socializing with friends, seeing family members. Sometimes it can affect their professional lives. People may not be able to hold down a job. So this can really have a strong impact on a marriage.
It is important, I take it based on this study, that couples seek help.
Yeah, this study was looking specifically at people who are in romantic relationships. The interesting thing about it is also it was looking not just at heterosexual couples, but also homosexual couples. And it did find that when you do have a committed partner who is willing to go to treatment with you, those are very big ifs, it can really help the patient to have that person there. And this particular therapy tries to make some meaning out of what happened. Instead of trying to go back to the would have, could have, should have to avoid the event, they sort of try to say, this happened to you. How can we, grow from this? How can we get stronger from this? How can we move on from this? And then also they do some other kinds of real couples counseling, which is, giving them assignments to go out, to dinner with each other, to get together with some friends, to kind of really try to integrate themselves back into their real lives.
Is there evidence now that this should branch out, say, for instance, to include siblings and war buddies and others?
Well, that's what the researchers are doing now. They are currently designing a study to try to see if other significant people in your life can help with this therapy. So they are looking at siblings. They're also looking at war buddies, somebody who you may have gone through the event with. Can you both go to therapy together and try to work it out that way? Because it is important. There are a lot of people with PTSD who are not in romantic relationships or may not have a partner who's willing to do that therapy with them. So if they have a parent or a sibling, a close friend who's willing to do it, that can be just as beneficial as well. That's what they're trying to see.
Deborah Kotz, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger from the Boston Globe.